I actually didn't find him. No, it was. I was looking for a number of guys on their team. I did get a chance to talk to him before the game, though, for a little bit. It was good to see him, and I didn't find him after the game. I mean, obviously, you know, they do some different stuff, a little exotic stuff with their double-A pressures. But it was, a lot of it was what we saw on tape. You know, it was nothing that was off the wall. It's just, that's just what they do. And so it's kind of hard to see where they're coming from, hard to see some things. But I thought we handled it pretty well.
Carson, this is really the first game. I saw you struggle early. How did you rebound? You know, how did you play after that?
Yeah, you know, for starters, this is a good defense that we played. You know, hats off to them. They made some plays, made it tough on us. I got to be smarter with the football, you know. But for me, it's just short-term memory. You know, you just got to move on. You got to go make the next throw. You can't dwell on it. And if you dwell on it in this league, it's just going to come back and bite you in the rear.
Carson, just conversely, a couple of plays in the second quarter where went for it for the two-point conversion, had the chance to go for it on fourth down, and then 15 seconds to go, got that extra shot at it. Could you take me through, particularly the last one, the conversation was like with coach, and what that does for you as a quarterback and as an offense to be able to have that kind of consistent confidence in you.
So which play are you talking about in particular?
With
15 seconds left? Yeah, you know, it was something we communicated. You know, there's a little indecisiveness there on the sideline, but once we talked about the specific play, it was just a max protect, throw it to Jordan or throw it away. You know, it was pretty plain and simple. Don't take a sack, and I thought it was a good call. It just didn't work out.
Three of them, was it meaningful to you to have the confidence in you that he let you go for it on fourth and one?
Absolutely. Yeah, having coach that plays like that and has confidence in me and this whole offense, you know, helps us all to play much more confidently as well.
So with the two losses, you know, in a row, what does it mean to this team and your confidence to get this win against an unbeaten team?
For starters, Vikings are a great team. You know, they came in here and played well. Their defense played well. But for us to come out with a win, you know, we found a way. You know, that's what good teams do. They find a way to win. And that's what we struggled with the last 2 weeks. We had chances down at the end. So for us to come out and get this win today, it's huge for us.
Getting back to the question about, you know, turnovers and being able to overcome those, does that give you confidence now because being able to overcome that against a good team, does that help you down the road if you face a similar situation again?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a short-term memory guy. You know, it's football. You know, sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Those things are going to happen. We got to clean some things up. I think we had 4 turnovers today. That's never good. You usually don't win too many games when you do that. But our defense, they played unbelievable and kept us in the ballgame.
What did they show you, especially early on, that might have been different?
It was really just their double-A pressures on third downs. You know, it was nothing that we hadn't prepared for or seen on tape. You know, the interceptions I just made, I tried to force some throws. You know, it was nothing that really fooled us. They made the plays and we didn't.
Carson, that 4th-and-2 run that you had in the first day of 12-and-snap, I guess that wasn't really designed for you to run that play. I mean, what was going on?
It was an RPO, so run-pass option, and the bad snap, it just had to improvise and make the play, and luckily we converted it.
Carson, no sacks today. I think you were hit twice. Is there a difference in the catch?
Yeah, I think for us, just when we're up in a ball game, you know, we still have all our offense. We're moving the pocket. We're doing a bunch of different things. It keeps the defense on their toes. You know, when we're down and trying to fight back, that's when those DNs and those D linemen can really just pin their ears back and run. So I think for us to be in the situation we were in, to be able to control the clock, control our offense, and just run our game, I think it was huge for us.
Change in your mind or give you a sense in your mind of what this Eagles team can be this year?
You know, we've always believed in ourselves. You know, obviously we had two tough road losses the last 2 weeks, but, you know, we believe we can be a great team. You know, we believe we can win a lot of ball games, and for us to come out here and beat the Vikings just confirms what we believe.
How big a lift
was Huff's field goal? Huge. Huff made some plays today. That kick return, and then you guys see it, anytime you can get the ball in his hand, I mean, he's dynamic. And for that kick return at that point in the game, to kind of get the game going a little bit. We were obviously struggling on offense. That was huge. That was huge for us.
A few snaps hit the ground. What were the issues there?
I'm not really sure. You know, we'll have to. Some of them I got to clean up. I got to just, you know, catch the ball for starters. Some of them are a little off, but, you know, those are things we got to clean up. Don't put too much stock in them. Obviously, we got to clean it up. But, you know, Kelsey and I mean, we've had a good connection, so I think we'll be fine with that.
After the game and then come to see you. Is there anything to that?
I don't really know. I talked to him, like I said, I talked to him before the game. I never saw him after the game.
Well, what were you waiting for him?
I was looking for him. I was looking for a number of different guys. So.
Carson, you said that you forced some throws early on in this game. For the first five games, you really didn't do that. Any reason as to why this afternoon it happened?
I think really the one I forced was that the third down, the second interception. That one, it's third and 12. There's no need to force that one. You know, that's as a quarterback, sometimes there's just that happens. You know, and there's no really rhyme or reason. You see things and you kick yourself in the tail after the play. But you know, you learn from it and you move on.
What was your conversation with Sam before the game?
Say that again.
Your conversation with Sam before the game.
It was good. It was really good. You know, I mean, we have a lot of respect. You know, we're friends, and he was talking to everybody. You know, everyone was excited to see him again, and it was fun to play him. Like I said, it was just third and 12, and I was just trying to do too much. You know, I saw our receivers were kind of both in the same area, and I should have just ate it, tried to just make a play, scramble or something. But, yeah, I just tried to force it.
Take two more questions. Carson, growing up a Vikes fan, was this any sweeter today or any weird playing out against Minnesota?
It was just different. You know, I got a chance to talk to Brian Robeson. I'm like, hey, Brian, I've been watching you since forever. You know, you've been a Viking for a long time, and you got a chance to talk to Chad Greenway as well. Obviously, being a Vikings fan growing up, seeing some of those guys, it was really cool and pretty special to go out there and play them and get a chance to talk to them.
You think you're further ahead in six games than you ever thought you'd be right now where you're playing at?
Hard to say. I mean, sitting at 4-2, we like where we're at. Obviously, we got Dallas coming up, so it's hard to say exactly, but it was good to come out here and beat a really good Vikings team.